Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Thursday, June 13th. Coming up, we'll hear from the Deputy Director of Public Health from Kent County Council amid a spike in whooping cough cases around the county, as well as from a teenager from Sevenoaks who's made it through to the finals of the BAFTA Young Game Designer Awards. But first, taking a look at our top story, a carer is being investigated after she was caught on camera apparently spitting on her strewed patient's doorstep following an argument over a damaged wall. The victim says it was disgusting and it's left her feeling disrespected. Lucy has been following this story for the Kent Online podcast. Lucy, how did this all unfold?
Well, 43-year-old former librarian Nargis Farkhri is disabled and has several health conditions which affect her spine and back. She has carers to her home three times a day to help her with her day-to-day tasks. During one of those visits on June 1st, the carer from Domiciliary Care Experts clipped the front garden wall with her car, causing part of it to break away. It was captured on CCTV and shows the woman placing the bricks back into position before driving away.
And what happened when Nargis confronted her about it?
Nargis wanted to know why she hadn't been told about what had happened and threatened to report the damage. It's at this point Nargis says the carer became very mad and doorbell camera footage captured the moment she drew her head back and intentionally spat on the handrails outside the front door.
And how has this left Nargis feeling?
Well, she says it's really affected her as she relies on her carers and doesn't feel this behaviour is professional. She has reported both incidents to the police, Care Quality Commission, Medway Council, as well as Domiciliary Care Experts. The company says the worker's been removed from the rota and they are conducting a very thorough investigation. They've apologised directly to Ms. Farkhri and will take any action that is appropriate.
Thanks, Lucy. Police officers have also confirmed they're making inquiries into reports of criminal damage and alleged abusive behaviour at the property.
Kent Online News.
A Chatham man's been jailed for more than 20 years after being found guilty of serious sex offences against a child. Billy Ward carried out the crimes between January 2016 and October 2022. The 40-year-old from Castle Road denied the charges but was convicted following a trial. Police and paramedics have been called after a pupil was hit by a car outside a secondary school in Ashford. It caused delays for drivers on Faversham Road near Towers School earlier this morning. It's unclear how badly they were hurt. Armed police have been called to a busy road near Folkestone following reports of a man with a weapon. Officers searched a vehicle on Cheriton High Street yesterday evening but didn't find anything. It's believed to have been a false alarm. Two Kent men have been jailed following an investigation into County Line's drugs gangs. Police tracked a phone number being used to sell cocaine and heroin across the Medway towns and later executed a search warrant on a property in Stirling Close in Rochester. They found a large knife and £5,000 in cash. A third man was also charged and received a suspended sentence. A Chatham man's been charged after a woman was allegedly sexually assaulted on a bus in Snodland. The 22-year-old is accused of touching the woman inappropriately over her clothing as she walked past him in May this year. He was arrested after officers reviewed CCTV footage and has been released on bail ahead of a hearing in September. A man will appear in court next month in connection with a robbery in Folkestone. Michael McDonough is accused of threatening his victim at a property in Brockman Road on June 4th before taking his bank card. The 38-year-old, who has no fixed address, will remain in custody until the hearing. An appeal has gone out to find the owners of two stolen bikes more than 2 months after they were seized by police. The bikes were recovered from a property in Tunbridge Wells in April, but investigators have been unable to trace them to their original owner. We've shared a picture of them at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
There's an urgent appeal for pregnant women in Kent to get vaccinated against whooping cough. Cases across England are on the rise and 8 babies died from the bacterial infection between January and April. Ellen Schwartz is Deputy Director of Public Health at Kent County Council and says the risks can be prevented.
It is concerning. There is a rise nationally of whooping cough cases. So whooping cough usually has these peaks every 3 to 5 years. But this year we have seen disproportionately high numbers of cases nationally. So this is why, you know, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to talk to you, to just basically raise awareness of this illness. So as the name says, it's about a cough. It's a quite severe cough where in between times people have to kind of struggle to take breath in. And that creates this like whooping sound. It's quite characteristic. And it can affect anyone, but it is particularly dangerous for young babies. And so it starts with a mild disease for about a week, and then this cough develops. And it's particularly, significant during the night when you have these kind of episodes of cough, and people don't seem to be able to stop coughing. And in between times, there's this sharp in-breath, a struggling intake of breath.
You mentioned there
So,
about, sorry, I was just going to ask about the cases. Obviously, we're seeing a spike nationwide. Is that something that's being reflected across Kent as well? Cases across the county are much higher than they should be.
it is really so we get the data usually at a national level, and that is reflected nationwide, everywhere, really. And sadly, there have in the last in the first 3 months of this year, I think, or 4 months, have been eight cases of babies dying from pertussis. So the name of the clinical name of the disease is pertussis. So what happens is that so normally we immunize, we vaccinate babies as part of their very first routine immunization at 8 weeks. And it's really important if there are any kind of parents out there or carers, make sure that your child is immunized at this kind of normal stage of immunization. But then the critical thing is that in the very first weeks of life, the babies are not protected. The way to work around is that we are inviting pregnant mothers to get immunized. And then the antibodies go through the placenta basically into the baby and protect the baby indirectly. So it's really important. And this is the kind of main focus of this conversation is to really say if you're pregnant, make sure you're immunized to protect yourself and your baby from whooping cough.
Jabs are also being offered to young children if they've missed it. A court heard how a gambling addict from Thanet stole his partner's jewellery and pawned it for money to feed his habit. Damon Coulson also took £100 from his girlfriend's son and admitted five shoplifting offences. The 44-year-old from Margate Road in Ramsgate has been given a suspended sentence and ordered to attend 20 rehab sessions. The landlords of a Rochester pub are threatening to release CCTV footage after an ornamental monkey was stolen from their pub garden. Bosses at the Rising Sun say the golden statue has sentimental value and was taken over the weekend. They say the culprit has been caught red-handed on camera but has the opportunity to bring it back before they're exposed. Now, this has been one of our most read stories online today. A bar in Gravesend is set to open as a pub again a year after it closed down to be converted into a supermarket. The King's Head Sports Bar in King Street shut last March. Bosses put it down to the town's deterioration and they've been serving groceries. Now they've decided to turn it back into a bar. It'll undergo a £150,000 refurb to be ready to welcome customers again this September. A large pile of rubbish has been dumped in a country lane in South Darenth in an area the villagers say is becoming a big problem. The black sacks, broken crates and a wooden pallet were left between Rabbits Road and Canada Farm earlier this week. Residents say it's happening around once a month.
Kent Online News.
A Kent charity is launching a campaign to make sure children don't go hungry this summer. Nourish, which is based in Tunbridge Wells, already provides food supplies but sees a rise in referrals for help during the school holidays. They're planning to provide parcels which include the basics but also treats like cereal bars, sandwich fillings, meatballs and hot dogs. Dawn Stanford is operations director.
Nourish is a community food bank for Tunbridge Wells. We support clients throughout the borough and beyond with food support, delivered food parcels to their home, also access to energy support for those households struggling to heat or eat, and other smaller projects where we can, and linking up with other charities within our borough and community to signpost clients for additional support or something that meets their needs. We would love for people to get behind the Holiday Hunger campaign. We will take whatever you can give. So if you are a business and you want to sponsor something tangible and a certain amount of families, we can work out how much it costs to provide that extra parcel, and you could sponsor somebody for a week, for 6 weeks, one family, two families, whatever. If you want to donate the items, that we put in those bags, we will be posting them on socials. It's on our campaign. There is a list of extra items that we put in, and these are on top of our normal donations, which obviously are just as important during the summer as every other week. If you want to sponsor financially, you can do it through our website. We will take whatever support we can get, and we'd really like as many people to get behind us on this. It's so important to us as a charity. It's so important to our recipients, and it's just so important to us as a community. Food budgets are already under a lot of strain, and we feel that the households with children that are going to struggle through the holidays could really do with an extra hand. So we will send out, along with our normal parcel, an additional holiday hunger bag. And that bag, that parcel includes items that can be used to provide a lunch, either a packed lunch if they're going off to childcare, so those childcare costs are offset by spending less on the food, or stuff that you can make a lunch with at home. So extra pasta and meatballs in tomato sauce and hot dogs and things like bread and ham and cheese and eggs. All of them put a real extra strain under budgets that are already at bursting point. And we know that this is a really big problem this year, as much as any other. But we are seeing an increase this year, and we're seeing higher levels of desperation from parents and families that just, you know, cannot take much more strain.
Businesses and groups are being encouraged to collect supplies that will be distributed over the coming months. It's been confirmed a controversial new road layout in Herne Bay will be removed towards the end of this month. The Plaza project turned part of Central Parade into a pedestrianised zone with a new slower one-way system in the nearby area. Roads bosses have now confirmed it will be reopened to traffic on June 28th, but the 20-mile-per-hour routes will remain. Ongoing road closures on the A26 are set to continue as SGN carry out further emergency gas repairs. Works on Tunbridge Road in Wateringbury have now been extended to June 19th. It follows disruptions earlier this month when the closure clashed with planned waterworks. It comes as essential bridge maintenance will be carried out at the Swanley interchange for the next few months. Major work at Junction 3 of the M25 will start on Monday. Drivers are being advised to allow extra time during their journeys and follow the diversions.
Kent Online News.
A 13-year-old boy from Sevenoaks is up for a BAFTA Young Game Designer Award. Harry Poole created the game Spelling Squirrel for other children at his school to help them with their weekly spelling tests.
My game Spelling Squirrel is about a squirrel collecting acorns with letters on them, and you collect them to make a word that is given to you through audio.
And so who is the game aimed at? So is it a children's game first and foremost?
Yeah, like 6 to 12.
Okay. And what was your inspiration behind the game? So as you were making it, what were you trying to build?
Well, my school asked me to make a spelling game because the children didn't really like learning their spellings and maybe found it a bit boring or hard. So they asked me to make a game that would make it funner for the children to learn their spelling. So when I heard about it, I leaped at the challenge, and I thought it would be a great use of my skills and a good challenge.
Speaking of your skills there, how did you learn how to make these games? If somebody said to me, Kate, can you make a spelling game for children? I would have no idea where to start. How did you develop the skills? Where did you get that knowledge from?
Well, I developed my game design skills from courses I went on, but I mainly got gameplay from just playing games and seeing what worked well, what didn't really work well, just seeing what worked well in other games.
So have you been playing computer games yourself or video games yourself from a young age? Can you remember how old you were when you first started playing and what some of your favourite games were when you were younger?
I would have been pretty young, maybe like 4 or 5 when I started playing games. I used to play Minecraft a lot more with my friends because it was very easy to play multiplayer with it. I used to play Roblox a lot as well.
And I remember reading in the press release as well, that this isn't the first time you've been a finalist in this competition. Can you tell me a little bit about your previous experience with the competition?
So last year, I made a game called Samurai Turtle, which was a 2D platformer like Mario with 20 levels in.
And you were a finalist for that one as well. What made you want to come back for the competition for a second year around? What did you love about it?
Well, the experience was last year was very easy. It was very welcoming to newer people and less confident people. But this year it was a bit different because obviously I had better skills because I learned from last year and I was a lot more confident this year.
It's been shortlisted in the game making category for this year's event. You can play the game on the BAFTA website before the winners are announced on June 27th. A Medway-based animal rescue group say they're delighted to see their idea for a cat microchipping scheme adopted nationwide. Under new regulations, which came into force on Monday, all cat owners must have their pets microchipped before they reach 20 weeks of age, just as with dogs. Natasha and Dee McPhee, who run Animals Lost and Found, first tabled the proposal 10 years ago. An adventurer who is paralysed from the chest down has just finished circumnavigating Britain by boat, making two stops in Kent along the way. Jeff Holt called at Dover and Chatham as part of the four-week challenge, which saw him sail more than 1,800 miles. He hopes it inspires more disabled people to break down barriers and get out onto the water. And a nursing home is celebrating an extraordinary milestone with four Kent residents chalking up a combined 401 years. Cecil Smirthwaite turned 100 earlier this week. Among the guests at his party was 100-year-old Joan Allison and 102-year-old Margaret Lewis. Pauline Ventress will be 100 next month. She's been speaking to reporter Jerry Warren about the secrets to a long life.
I was asked that question recently by the doctor in the hospital, and I said I haven't a clue.
No special diet?
No, I've never think about it.
No special exercises?
I just always keep going. I've always walked a lot. I don't sort of sit and expect things to come to me. I expect to go shopping.
Well, maybe that's the secret.
I suppose so, yeah. I was the eldest of five children, and although my father had a permanent job in those days, because once my mother said, "Oh, I only wish we had a child benefit when I was young." So I think it was probably shortage of money. We never had any spare money for anything.
That's a we, very, very on a very meagre income.
We were always well looked after because I had good parents, but the lack of money meant that we never did any outside jobs because we couldn't, say, afford the uniform and things like that. My first job was in the civil service during the war. I had been an evacuee from school and we'd gone to South Wales to Carmarthenshire, and at that time I became, I suppose, 17, and my father got me into a civil service job because at 18 you were liable to be sent anywhere during the war to do a job in a factory or anywhere. So he didn't want me to do that. So I then became a civil servant. So that was my first job. The office I went into was in Somerset House, in Whitehall. No, not Whitehall, the Strand.
What one piece of advice would you give to your 21-year-old self?
Make the most of whatever opportunity offered itself.
You can read Jerry's full story at Kent Online.
Kent Online Sports.
Kent's Dina Asher-Smith has won another gold medal at the European Athletics Championships. She was part of the 4x100m relay team who finished first in last night's final in Rome. Britain's Keely Hodgkinson also won gold in the women's 800m. It means we finished third in the medal table behind Italy and France. And briefly in tennis, Emma Raducanu is back in action at the Nottingham Open later. It's after the 21-year-old from Orpington's 6-1, 6-4 victory in the opening round. It's her first match since April. She's taking on Daria Sniga of Ukraine. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.